Well, the Pope is back at the Vatican this week, though it seems like the good feeling from his visit here in New York and in Philadelphia hasn't quite worn off yet. And with us in the studio this morning, and we thank you so much for being with us again, Washington Archbishop Cardinal Donald Wuerl is here. It was a spectacular visit. And have you had a chance to talk with the Pope since his visit, what he thought of it?
During those last hours when he was getting ready to leave, first of all, let me just say, Mike and June, it's great to be with you.
Oh, we love having you.
In those last hours as he was getting ready to leave, he mentioned a number of things. He was so impressed with the welcome he received here. He kept saying to me, it was such a warm welcome. The people are so wonderful here. And I kept saying to him, Holy Father, that's what you're experiencing here. It's a wonderful place, and they're just glad to see you. He commented, too, though, on how beautiful Washington is.
Oh, nice.
All of the monuments, all of the green, he kept saying there's so much green.
Right.
It was a beautiful city. But I think what he carried away with him was the spirit. He said, it's so alive. It's so alive. And I thought to myself, Holy Father, a lot of this spirit is what you've brought.
Yes.
You've renewed us with that spirit of God's love. So he carried away with him, I think, some wonderful memories. We now will have the memory of that visit and the challenge. And I hope this is what we'll all accept, the challenge to live out what he called us to do, the golden rule. Do to others as you want them to do to you. Mm. And simply let God's love be a part of your life. And that love, let it touch other people through you. What a beautiful, beautiful legacy that would be if that's what we take with us as he goes back to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Certainly would. Cardinal, you had such a big part on the stage and even in the Popemobile during the visit. What was that like?
It was a lot of fun.
You had a lot of work to do, yes.
It was exciting. And part of the joy for me was all the work was done. All the planning was done. What was going to happen now was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just give myself to that time watching the faces of people as he drove by, watching the joy, the love. It was a great time of excitement for me. But I loved the moments, the quiet moments, once we would be in the car driving along and he would comment on things. And you got to see and understand this wonderful human being. He is every bit as real and authentic one-on-one as he is when he's in that Popemobile. There's nothing different about him. He has a wonderful sense of humor, too. When we drove up to the seminary to get a picture with the seminarians, they're all cheering and shouting, and I said, Holy Father, they don't do that for me. And he said, they didn't do that for me when I was in Buenos Aires. He just loved every minute of his time here. Exhausting as it was, you'd never know by looking at him how tired he was. And every time he was with the people, he just was re-energized.
Yes, you could see that. I mean, those long days, and he'd be going back after a very long day, and then he'd see some young child who maybe, you know, was suffering from a condition or another, and he would reach out to that child, embrace that child, and, you know, all of a sudden he'd be smiling, and everyone around him would be smiling, even though they'd been up for 16 or 18 hours.
One mother told me, crying, she said, the greatest moment in my life was watching the Pope put his hand on my child's head.
Mm.
She said, I will never. And then she started crying.
Yeah, I can understand
how
that.
How beautiful.
Lots of tears of joy during that visit, absolutely. Yeah. Cardinal, thank you so much again for being here. We love that you come and visit with us.
It's my pleasure. It's always good to be with you. Thanks, Joan. Thanks, Mike.